Tēnā rākoutou katoa e te iwi e hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika iwa te kaumāwhitu iratahi. Ko Joel Bristow tēnei tō kaipā pāho mo te hōtaka o taumatahanga. Nō reira e te whānau hakorongo tonu mai kia hau, ko tai atu ki te wā, ki te kōrero, ki tētahi atu kai kōrero mo te rangi nei, i runga i te kaupapa o tō tātou hauora a ko Jordan Yunovich tērā. Nō reira me tāuri a ke tātou ki aia, ki te hakatau i aia i te rangi nei. Nō reira, tēnā koe e Jordan. Before we get started, are you able to give us a little kōrero about who you are and where you're from?
Hey, my name is Jordan Yunovich. I work as an insurance and ACC advisor here in the far north. Very proud son of Muri Whenua. My grandparents on my dad's side were Dalis who came out from Croatia. And grandparents on my mother's side, my grandfather was a Jones from Awanui, and my grandmother was a Lloyd from Hirikino.
Oh, kia ora Jordan, and thank you again for joining us this afternoon to speak on this kaupapa. We've talked on many different sectors of health in regards to our physical health, but yet have we spoken about insurance and how we could potentially better our opportunities to gain better health insurance and stuff like that. So can you again just give us a little kōrero about how you first got involved in this area of work?
It's a long story, but I was living in Australia for 6 years, not really knowing what I wanted to do with my life. I was working in the mines, making really good money, but not getting any satisfaction or any fulfillment out of what I was doing. And I kind of hit rock bottom in terms of just not really knowing what I wanted to do. And I thought about the people I knew who were happiest, from, you know, my grandparents right through to my friends, and they all seemed to be working in some kind of capacity where they were helping people. Nice. And so I kind of just continued to brainstorm that a bit, thought about what I could help people with potentially if I was going to do something different, and nailed it down to you can help people with their wealth or their health. Wasn't too keen on the touchy-feely side of health, so wanted to get into helping people manage their wealth and make smarter financial decisions, because I'd made a few terrible ones through my 20s.
As we all have.
Yeah, student loan. And then just started studying financial planning while I was working out in the mines, something I did during smokos and on days off, and I'm glad I have, because it led me to a position where, you know, I could come home, start a business where I was helping people protect their assets and protect their, you know, what they're building throughout their working lives, to protect against, you know, serious illness and injury.
So, yeah, wow, that's amazing. And we do find that at times that we end up in jobs that may be filling our pockets, or we are able to say that we earn this much and it can satisfy that so much, but as we've seen over the years, as you've said, you happiness is a total different thing to success, and one of them is a lot more fulfilling than the other.
Yep.
And happiness seems to be that thing, and I'm glad you've found that for yourself, and by you finding it, it then benefits a whole lot of others back here in the far north by allowing others to learn about the best way to go about it, because recently we have had a whole lot of people smashing Facebook with saying how difficult it is to try and get in on Te Hiku Hauora, or even where I grew up over in Hokianga, they are unable to take on any new clients within the health sector, any GPs, because we don't have enough doctors and other things like that. So they are looking for other options for their families. And so are you able to give us yourself some advice on what some of those other options are besides the public health?
Yeah, so I mean, we could sit and talk all day about the pressures that the public health system face. And I mean, yeah, sorry, I'm just getting a bit sidetracked here, but yeah. we all know that the public system is facing massive strain, and there are options out there which, you know, and this is where things such as your medical insurance do come into play, whereby, you know, if you have this cover in place, you're able to self-fund and jump the public wait list. Now, you know, a big problem I see with a lot of people our age, under 45, is they're not a priority in the public wait list until they get to that older age.
Yes.
You know, they're probably at a stage in their lives where their earning potential is at its peak. They're starting to accumulate some wealth, but they're not protecting that wealth, and they're not giving themselves the option to go and get treatment in the first instance so they can continue on their journey pain-free and healthy. And so what medical insurance would do then is, and if there was a referral to a specialist, you wouldn't be bound by the constraints of the public wait system. You'd be able to just book, you know, go for treatment, see a provider you want to see, have the treatment performed when you want it performed, and elect what kind of treatment is the best option for yourself instead of, you know, what the public health system would dictate. And a lot the public health system is going to dictate comes down to cost and what they can afford and what they will subsidise.
Okay, then. So you have brought up a really good one about different age groups and stuff like that. There has been a conversation as lots of the reports that have been coming out, especially with Dr. Lance O'Sullivan and their mahi, and saying that especially for Māori, that for males, our average life expectancy is 5 years less than the non-Māori, and for the female Māori females, it's 7 years less than the non-females. And we tend to, and especially in rural areas like this, not take as much focus on our health as we would in the everyday week-to-week things, because we think that we can't afford it and we would rather live in that moment and spend that money there instead of putting stuff aside. What are some options for our people in the far north, or what are the most common ones that you would suggest for our whānau to get out there and at least take a look at?
Well, look, it's if we were to put insurance to the side and actually talk about lifestyle choices.
Yes.
And that's something that I'm very big on when I sit down with my clients, is we're not just talking about your insurance. I want to know everything about your lifestyle and be able to share my experiences around how to create a better lifestyle for yourself and your whānau. And you know, as an extension of that, you just can't beat exercise and healthy diet.
Yes.
And there are resources, you know, infinite resources online now for free. At the end of the day, it's about making that choice and being, you know, proactive about it instead of waiting until something happens and then having to react. Now, yes. You know, you can live as healthy as you want. There's no statistic that says, let me rephrase that. The unfortunate side is some of the healthiest people I know have ended up with some of the most serious illnesses.
Yes.
And luckily, those people that I do know have made that choice to take out some form of insurance to ensure that they do have some options.
Yeah.
There's the range of covers that are available. There's income protection. There's what we call trauma cover. And at the top end of the scale is medical insurance. Now, the unfortunate side of medical insurance is the least cost effective out of all the covers available. But if you are seriously ill, it's going to open the most doors for you. It's going to protect the assets that your whānau have, the main one being the family home. Yes. It's going to keep you off give a little. But you know, the affordability is one thing that I've noticed here in the far north. So it's an underutilized insurance. And that's why the last couple of years I've made a targeted approach to work with organizations here in the north to work in a space called what's called group health insurance, which is where the employer or the shareholders elect to pay for medical insurance for their staff.
Yeah, wow. And that's one of the just thinking about it, of course, because it is something that the organizations can give their people, whereas the individuals themselves takes a lot more to consider. So moving forward on that, I like how you just shifted the actual insurance aside, because first, if we are to make new changes, we have to make changes in ourselves. And those lifestyle exactly. changes that you're talking about are preventative. Mm. And also then having a contingency plan, because we can only prevent so much. Things just happen. That's life.
Yep.
And so to have that contingency plan, which is that insurance, like you said, it speeds things up. Instead of being on a long list and waiting, it may be free, but it might not come in time.
Exactly.
You know, and so as you're saying, paying a little bit more and taking your own health a lot more seriously, mm-hmm. By taking out this health insurance, it will allow you to live either longer, but or otherwise just live, you know, a lot more healthier life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of the saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that extends from, you know, I like to think I work hard. I like to think I watch how I work so that I'm making the most of my time when I'm at work. I probably play a bit hard as well. But at the same time, I like to keep tabs on what I'm eating, what I'm putting in my body, how we're exercising. And at the same time, what am I doing to ensure that lifestyle can continue? And that's where those insurances do come into play. So it's taking a holistic style and approach to everything in your life, I suppose, is going to be the best way forward. But yeah, these covers, and specifically these group medical covers sponsored by employees, they just...
Yeah. I'm just thinking on this note, it's such a huge kaupapa that I would love you to come in and be a regular on our show, a regular on Te Hiku, to tell us, you know, give us a little bit more updates. And I love what you've said so far, and I really appreciate that you've taken time out to come in this afternoon and share kōrero around this. But before we do end this kōrero this afternoon, do you have anything specific, anything that you would like our whānau, our listeners from Te Hiku o Te Ika and everywhere else that are listening in to our show right now, something that you think that for now that they should really focus on?
Just being happy, waking up and being grateful. I think, you know, I'm fortunate to live back here in the far north, to have a job where I wake up every day and I help people protect what's most important to them. And I would encourage everyone to get out and find that for themselves, because it is a good feeling.
Well, you heard it there, whānau, be happy. And I also agree on that. I'm one who gets up every morning and makes the decision to be happy. And so thank you again, Jordan, for joining us this afternoon, and all the best. Ko te reo tera o Jordan Yunovich, e pāna ki tēnei kōrero, e pāna ki te kaupapa o te health insurance. Nō reire e te whānau, mau tonu mai kia hau, ko Joel Bristow, tō kaipāpāho mo tēnei hōtaka o taumatahanga i rongi i tō tātou taonga, e pāpāho atu nei mai te whare pāpāho o Te Hiku o Te Ika. Nō reira, nei rā, te mea tū kia koutou katoa, haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi iwa tākau mā whitu ira tahi te iarere.